The last statements of President Saeed said that the previous, to say, government was ruled by some sort of mafia or some sort of lobbies that were in control and forcing the vote of certain bills or certain laws, even sometimes with financial counter, with financial incentives and corruption. These were the statements of Qais Saeed even before July 25th. He is the guy opposing the corrupt elite, the corrupt political parties, the corrupt parliament. But this time it's more obvious and in a more direct speech. This is a large part of the population. They do agree with him. If tomorrow the presidential election has to be had, he would win by a landslide, maybe from the first round.
He also promised to fight corruption, but has he outlined any measures or policies by which he will go by in fighting corruption in Tunisia?
The only measure he's always speaking about is the rule of law. But he does not provide the population and even the journalists with a specific plan or program, not only concerning fighting corruption, but the next steps when it comes to the constitutional process, when it comes to the political process and the electoral process.
President Saeed has yet to appoint a new government or reveal a roadmap towards normalization. Despite repeated demands by political parties, do you foresee him naming a new government soon? Because he promised to name a government soon. What is causing the delay?
What is causing the delay? We don't have any, let's say, official explanation, except the one he gave 2 days ago in his last speech when he met with constitutional law scholars, saying that I'm not going to appoint a government for the sake of appointing government. What about the programs? Because for Qais Saeed, the main issue by appointing a government is to appoint a government that has the programs able to get Tunisia out of the crisis, the political crisis, the economic crisis, and the social one. The delays are, for some analysts, caused by the fact that people who are asked to be on the position of prime minister are simply refusing because it's really tough to be prime minister these days in Tunisia, unfortunately, due to the deep economic, political and social crisis. And also to the fact that maybe there is an issue with Qais Saeed, an issue of trust between him and all the other political elites, because for sure he would have to look for a prime minister in this political elite.
I understand that the Tunisian media is speculating that perhaps President Saeed might announce a provisional government that will be followed by a revision of the constitution to be submitted to a national referendum before holding parliamentary or legislative elections. Is this what you are seeing or hearing on the ground in the street of Tunis and other parts of the country?
This is what we are even waiting for from at least the president and the presidency, because these are the positions of Qais Saeed even before July 25th. If we follow the statements and the positions of Qais Saeed, is in favor of amending the constitutions or a part of it, amending the political system, how the, let's say, check and balances of the powers are made or are in place in Tunisia. He is in favor of a bottom-up democracy with a strong central government led by the president. So maybe we would see from the presidency in the next days or weeks a proposal to amend the constitution, the political system via referendum, and then having anticipated or new parliamentary and presidential elections.